Good morning. I'm Mitch Wertlieb, and this is Morning Edition on VPR. In sports, as in life, change is inevitable. Players and coaches come and go, especially in the pro game, but college teams also experience a lot of turnover. Players, of course, graduate, and coaches often leave for greener pastures offered by bigger contracts or for a failure to deliver a winning record. So when a coach sticks around for a very long time, achieving the kind of success for a program that becomes a gold standard, it's big news when that coach announces he's stepping down. And that's what Bill Beeney, the hockey coach for the Middlebury Panthers, who holds the NCAA record for wins in men's Division III hockey, announced last week. And Bill Beeney joins us now on the line to talk about that decision and his remarkable career. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks, Mitch. It's a pleasure to be here. It's been a great week, an emotional week, one that both my wife and I are anxious to move forward with.
I'm sure that you are. And my first question to you has to be, why are you retiring now? Why this decision?
Well, I hate to use the word retirement because I'm going to stay on at the college full time. I'll still be coaching golf. I'm going to be spending time mentoring coaches, both on staff, creating opportunities for outreach programs, not only locally, but throughout the Northeast. You know, the other part is, and being maybe a little philosophical, I think there comes a time when you need to get more out of a sport than just to figure out ways to try to defeat another team.
You've been coaching for more than 35 years now, and the lion's share of that has been at Middlebury, 28 seasons. What brought you to Middlebury in the first place?
Well, it was a town that I drove through every time I went from Lake Placid, New York, over to the University of New Hampshire, where I went to school in the early 70s, the Bobby Orr years, if you will.
I know them well.
And marveling at what a wonderful campus it was. And I used to come over and watch my older brother, Bruce, play. He played for Norwich, and the Norwich-Middlebury rivalries were as strong then as they are right now. But I love Division III hockey. I love small liberal arts schools. It was a chance for me to move back closer to my home in Lake Placid, and quite honestly, it's been a dream come true. Working for a college like Middlebury, being able to raise my two children, Brooke, who graduated from Middlebury College, and my son Trevor, has really been a fabulous experience.
Bill, I'm going to embarrass you a little bit now by mentioning those 8 NCAA Division III championship titles, a run of 5 consecutive championships in the mid to late 90s. I mean, this is John Wooden territory. You do realize that, right? And I have to wonder if that kind of success, in a way, became a kind of burden. I mean, trying to sustain it year after year, or did you take a more year-to-year, game-by-game approach to the game and coaching?
I think, Mitch, as much as I want to say that it didn't become a burden, I think those expectations do become a burden. I don't believe we ever overemphasized winning. It was more about the process. It was more about helping people grow and learn the values that will help turn them into the fine young men that graduate from Middlebury College. That was always our primary emphasis. But I was just fortunate enough to be able to coach in a sport where the players were passionate about what they were doing. They were excited about being there and really willing to go that extra step to be successful. And if you talk to any of the players that played on those national championship teams or ECAC teams, they'll tell you that it's a thrill. But it's not about the ring. It's about the camaraderie that was developed through the year. It's about the relationships that were developed. I get as much joy of watching a person trying and failing and learning how to fail better, developing that perseverance value that I think everybody feels is such an important ingredient of anybody who's successful.
That's such an interesting phrase, learning how to fail better, because hockey can be such a humbling game. It's so difficult on so many levels. How would you describe your coaching style?
I would say that my coaching style is demanding, more of a discovery method. I think if you talk with our players, they will tell you that my interaction with them was more about asking them questions, giving them an environment where they could figure out the answers to those questions, and hopefully it made it a little bit more permanent. But it wasn't just about telling them, this is your position and this is what you have to do. It was more about, let's work on this collaboratively and see if we can come up with maybe a better way to do it than what we thought possible.
All the preparation that goes into the practices, getting the players ready mentally, physically, and then the game starts, and you know hockey so well. You know that it can be often a cruel sport. I mean, the bounce of a puck one way or the other, a puck that goes off the crossbar instead of just an inch under it, can determine the outcome of a game. Given all that, I mean, to what do you attribute the incredible consistency of success of the Middlebury team under your tenure?
Mitch, you're absolutely right that it's an inch here, an inch there that makes a difference. And I think the success is that for the players on the team and the coaches, It was never about winning. It was about approaching every day, trying to be the best that we could be, and having a love in the locker room that we don't want to let the next person down. We're going to keep persevering through.
It's great news for the Middlebury community that you are going to be staying on, as you're saying, in advisory roles and in other ways. But what are you going to miss most about coaching?
I think that I'll miss the preparation for the big game, the rival that you're playing, the electricity of game night. That I'll miss. I think more so what I'll miss is watching players take risks on the ice to develop a skill or some type of a movement that perhaps they didn't have, and working to be a better player. I'll miss watching players help each other be better. If I had a choice of a game or a practice, I would prefer a practice. There's a lot of interaction between players and coaches. I always wanted our players to think that the games were going to be easier than the practices, because they would be pushed by the coaches, but they would also push themselves. And in 2000, when our string of five in a row was over, and we were coming back on the bus from Plattsburgh, and the players on the team said, you know, we'll get together at the beginning of the week and hand the equipment in. And then they started thinking. They said, no, we don't want to do that. We want to continue our three-on-three team championship, because we had a tournament all year long where we picked up teams within our team, and we had a three-on-three cross-ice tournament. So here it was. We had just lost in the NCAA quarterfinals and on a Saturday and on a and that was, by the way, in triple overtime. And on, I believe it was Tuesday, we had our three-on-three team championships, in which we had probably close to 300 or 400 people in the building, because word had gotten out that we were going to play our three-on-three championships. To me, that's a purity of a unique relationship that our community has with this hockey team at Middlebury College.
Bill Beeney holds the career record for coaching wins in men's Division III college hockey. He is stepping down as coach of the Middlebury Panthers after a 35-year career. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us.
Mitch, I appreciate it. And if I could just say one other thing, you don't have this success without surrounding yourself with good people. And we've had a tremendous number of good people in our program, from assistant coaches to a fabulous trainer in Dave Matthews, and to an administration that has been very supportive and appreciative of what sports and what men's hockey can bring to Middlebury College and the community. So thank you for letting me speak about it.